Madhumati is a doctor, she's a pathologist, but now she's a humble servant of Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. So Nanda Kishore,
No, I think the switch is, you have to switch it on.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Om Agnantirimandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunvitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasari Gaur Bhakta Vindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna.
The image or the impression of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur stays in me quite a bit, because one day we were shooting for Abhay Charan, I think just prior to 96, in SL Studio, Gurumaj. So I was supposed to pick up Bhaktivinoda Thakur from the airport, and the person who acted, and believe me, as soon as I got into the terminal and started to look, Guru Maharaj said, you will identify him. So I just walked into the Bombay airport, and there the actor who came from Calcutta just resembled the picture here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then the very few days later, at that particular night, there was a cave, and we were shooting for Bhaktivinoda Thakur and that Falgu Baba's fight. And if anybody has seen that from Abhay Charan, that scene is really breathtaking. The hair actually stands. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually walks with the Srimad Bhagavatam in his hand to fight off that the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. But I was there physically watching. On one side the fan is blowing the everything in the studio side, but the actor who really acted, you know, looked so powerful beyond that. What I was saying, that it was the power of Srimad Bhagavatam that what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is all about. The poem says for itself, but I actually wanted Guru Maharaj to sing Amare Jiva Sada Papevyo, because that song is so wonderful, because such a great personality like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is showing in that song how one should be most humble. I just want to narrate one incident that Gurumaj, we were coming to South Africa, Vyas Puja, I think 94 or something, and we were flying from London to South Africa straight away with all the boxes of some cassette gifts and all that. One English gentleman from some school was sitting next to me, and I just thought, what should I open? I had some few books around. Just luckily, I had Brahma Samhita with me. First of all, I could never understand Brahma Samhita, but I thought, such a long flight, I should open Brahma Samhita and see. But Madhumati was on my left, and I was in the middle, and this Englishman, who was a teacher in one of the schools in Essex, he was next to me. So as we went along, he liked that picture of the, he was inquisitive as to what I was reading. So what I did was I just handed him over the book, Brahma Samhita. And I took up something else from the airline just to see. And he was going through the first few pages. And he was shocked. He said, "Who has written this book?" That was his question to me. I said, "It's a Bengali scholar." "In Bengali scholar from Bangladesh?" I said, "No, from West Bengal in India. This is where this was written." "This is a very powerful English." I could understand that he could not figure out what was written in Brahma Samhita. But as we went along, my realization was, what a great father Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had. Such a powerful acharya in our line to transmit this transcendental message. Such were the parents that could give a great son like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So we are very, very fortunate, all of us, and I am very fortunate to have Guru Maharaj, to have his darshan. I will glorify Guru Maharaj on tomorrow evening, some very special incidents in my life and in Madhumati's life. But we are very, very fortunate, all of us, to have this clear-cut parampara line, and the message is coming down the line. And thank you very much, Guru Maharaj, for all the mercy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj ki.
Krishna, thank you, Nanda Kishore. Hari Bol, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Now I will request Sunil Mohan to come. Sunil Mohan is a dentist from South Africa. He is visiting here along with some other devotees. Huh? Yeah, he is an ENT specialist, ear, nose and throat specialist. And thank you. Hare Krishna. Sunil Mohan has been involved in Krishna consciousness for last last nine years. And he has been a very good devotee since then.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktisharu Swami Iti Namne. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namne. Hare Krishna.
Guru Maharaj, thank you very much for snatching me by asking me to come up to stage. Because I'm such a lowly, insignificant soul, trying to glorify a soul like Bhaktivedanta Thakur. Thank you very much. It gives me great pleasure to glorify my spiritual great grandfather. You know, I don't know much about him, but I will try and glorify him as much as I could. Bhaktivedanta Thakur obviously was a great soul. And he must have been exceptional in the fact that often you find in the mundane world that you have somebody very good at material aspects of life, and you get people that are advanced in the spiritual way of life. But not often do you find people that are advanced in both aspects of life. And I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur was left as such a person. He was brought up in a time of British rule, and I think he, you know, I came from a situation of South Africa, and an apartheid situation, where we were subjected to very similar sort of things. And I think he was expert in dealing with the oppressive regime, as well as dealing with his spiritual life. And of course, this was borne out very nicely in Raisaran, right? Where when he met some high dignitaries from the British government to try and quell an uprising of Bhagavad Baba. And it appears as if he had great support from the British government and was able to communicate with them appropriately, but not be suppressed in a way. He seemed to have held them in the proper position that they deserved to be in. And on the other hand, of course, he was able to deal with Bhagavad. I think we must thank Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for giving us, sending Bhaktivedanta Thakur as a special person with that great intelligence. And we're going to thank him to also for sending us Prabhupada, for Bhaktivedanta Thakur, for identifying Prabhupada to send him to us and give us the word of Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the Maha Mantra. Bhaktivedanta Thakur gave us the sweetness in Krishna consciousness in terms of his poetry and his songs. And Srila Prabhupada gave it to us in a golden platter. And we have our dear Guru Maharaj to sing it so sweetly to us. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you, Sami Mohan. Hare Krishna. In the morning, I was during the morning session, I was looking for someone, but she was missing. So now I can see her here. So I'll call her on the stage. That is Radharchana. Radhachana Devidasi is from Bombay. She has been involved in Krishna consciousness for many, many years. And not only her, due to her influence, her whole family became involved in Krishna consciousness. Her husband, Rakesh Kapoor, and his children, they're so involved that every morning, without fail, during Mangal Arati, they're there. Every morning, in Juhu Temple for Mangal Arati, which is quite a remarkable thing for householders who are living outside the temple.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Chadashwamini Tidinamnam. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tidinam. Hare Krishna. Jeev Jago, Gora Chand Vole. One of the very first songs that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had written. And ever so often in our Bhagavatam classes, we get to hear it because most of us fall off to sleep. And that is the truth. We are all sleeping. And there's somebody here in our parampara who's trying to wake us up. But we love this deep slumber of ours. Because man can really swim in the ocean of material happiness, but he forgets that he has to get back to the shores of unhappiness. But here is somebody who's been trying to help us be comfortable in these shores. Like there was this little boy who was walking with his father, and they had to cross a little river. There was a little bridge which was not so strong, and there was a very strong current of water going through. So when the father sees this, he gives his little finger to his son and he says, "Son, hold on to my finger because the bridge is a little weak and the current of water is rather strong, and you don't know how to swim." The son looks at the father and then says, "Dad, no. You do one thing, you hold on to my finger." The father is kind of astonished and he says, "What difference does that make?" So the little boy says that just in case the bridge gives way and I do not know how to swim, if I hold on to your finger, chances are I may let go. But if you hold on to my hand, I am sure, no matter what, you will never let me go. And that is what our predecessors are all about. They make every endeavor to make sure that we are on the right path. They hold on to us. But we have to make that little effort to follow their footprints. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has so many good qualities in him, and if we can imbibe even a few of them in our lives, it's well lived. Like he was, such a charitable person that nobody ever went from his doors without a smile. And he befriended all, regardless of rank, which was very visible when he was preaching the holy name of the Lord. He had no grudge against anybody. He always wanted to do good to others. And his profound knowledge of philosophy. He was a government official, and even the British officials, confided in him, took him into confidence. But one thing he said was he didn't really take their association. He didn't, he was ever so ready to part with what he had, just like Srila Prabhupada did. Way back in 1965, when for the very first time Srila Prabhupada went to the U.S., there was this gentleman in Juhu who said, "Srila Prabhupada, now that you're going to the West, I don't know when you will come." And Prabhupada said, "Not only when, I don't even know if I'll come back." So he said, "Please come and honor Prasadam in my house." So Srila Prabhupada said, "Okay." And when he went to his house, contrary to the normal banana leaf and all the food, there was a table with, all the buffet spread, and there were fork, knife, cutlery, the best of it out. And Srila Prabhupada just asked him, "What is this?" So he said, "This is how they eat there. They have a buffet system and they have their crockery, cutlery, and this is how you're supposed to eat." So Prabhupada told him, "This hand, it just goes into my mouth. That is spoon, fork, God knows how many." He said, "I am not going there to learn what they have. They came here and took a whole lot of things from us. But I am going there because they forgot something. I'm going there to give a little bit of Krishna consciousness to them." And that's how Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was also. Because he didn't want to ape anybody. He didn't want to copy anybody. He was an absolute, he was humility personified. So much so that in Jagannath Puri, there was a little society that he had opened. I think it was called the Bhagavat Samvat or something, I'm not too sure. Where he invited Vaishnavas to come and listen, because he was very fond of preaching. So he would speak and he wanted sannyasis and Vaishnavas to come and hear him. And on one occasion, Raghunath Das Babaji, he did come for a few classes, and then he realized that, he was a little envious of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he decided, "I'm going to somehow boycott this thing." So he went around telling everybody, "Why do you come and hear this man? He has no tilak, he has no kantimala, he expects Vaishnavas to come. He himself doesn't dress like a Vaishnava." So, he tried to misguide a few people, and obviously less people started coming. Two days later, this Babaji was very, very unwell. He had very high fever, and in the middle of the night, Lord Jagannath came in his dreams, and he said, "Something, if you're not going to ask for forgiveness, you're going to leave this body." So Babaji was so surprised, and he said, "What wrong did I do?" So Lord Jagannath tells him that, clothes, kantimala, and tilak do not make a devotee. He says, "You have offended a very pure devotee of the Lord, and you have to ask for forgiveness." So the very next day, Babaji goes to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he falls flat on his feet. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so surprised, because he's a Babaji, local Babaji, big man. He says, "What are you doing this for?" So he says, "I have done a big mistake, and I'm sorry about it. Why I'm saying this in particular is because I have my husband who comes regularly with me to the temple, but he doesn't wear a dhoti, he doesn't carry a chanting bag, but I am grateful to him for whatever he's done for." But I'm just telling you this instance because, it kind of relates to him. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "Actually, how can I forgive you? What is my crime in this?" He says, "I don't have a Diksha Guru. Nobody gave me Kanchimala, nobody asked me to put a tilak." So he says, "Mahaprabhu was not merciful, he never got me a spiritual master. So that was it, and all that I want to say is thank you to my Guru Maharaj for always being there and helping us in the line of Paramsha, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Radha Chana. Hare Krishna. This morning, I was telling Radha Krishna Prabhu that Mother Palika should speak. And Radha Krishna Prabhu told me that she is so shy that she will not. But still, I would venture to request her. Why don't you come and just glorify Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur? You are so learned. Okay, I don't want to embarrass you. Now then, I'll request Ananda Vardhana to come and speak. Glorify Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Ananda Vardhana is from Spain. He just came a few days ago to participate in this Prabhupada Memorial Festival. Ananda Vardhana runs a business in Malaga, in the southern part of Spain. It's a very beautiful place, which is known as the Costa del Sol, the Sun Coast. The weather there is very nice, the beautiful coast of southern Spain. So, Ananda Vardhana, thank you.
Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Chetu Swami Kinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kinamine. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for giving me this opportunity. Although I know very little about Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur, but I just try to convey whatever little I've learned under your guidance. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had innumerable qualities. If you go to number them, like we've been mentioning since this morning, Guru Maharaj and the great Vaishnavas have been glorifying, and still we can go on counting for days and days, but I don't think we will be able to justify and finish glorifying him fully, to a full extent. But the most important quality, the most remarkable one, you can say, which at least draws my attention, is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a great Vaishnava, and he dedicated his life, like Guru Maharaj said this morning, he was a Goshtyanandi. Like, he didn't have any necessity of writing so many poems and writing so many books about the glorification of Lord, but what he wanted to do is to preach and to reach each and every fallen soul in all the corners of the world, so that everybody could take advantage of this invaluable scriptures. And that is the quality which Srila Prabhupada and then our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Guru Maharaj, has acquired from him, because if it were not for him, that we all wouldn't be sitting here today. Like, it is because of his causeless mercy that he came to the west and reached every town and village, spreading this knowledge and giving it to us, although we were not so fit enough to receive it. So that was the quality of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which really strikes me, because he was everything, fully satisfied servant of Krishna, but in spite of his busy schedule, in spite of his busy work, he gave all what he could to preach the holy name of Lord. And this is really, really wonderful. what he did, and the poem which Guru Maharaj just sang in his beautiful voice today, it really shattered our hearts and made us wonder like what we are doing there. All in the West is really wasting our time. I think we should become serious and surrender fully to his lotus feet. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Thank you, Anandavardhana. Hare Krishna. Now I'll request Vrindavan Prabhu to come and speak in glorification of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Vrindavan is from Bombay. He's a disciple of His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, and he has been a very serious devotee, and he is also one person whose whole family actually has become involved in Krishna consciousness, husband, wife, children. Hare Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Charu Swami Iti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Giriraj Swami Iti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Hanta Swami Iti Namine. First of all, I would thank Bhakti Charu Maharaj for allowing me to giving me the privilege to talk on this occasion. Actually, this is the first time I'm going to talk on the stage and never spoken, so please forgive me for any mistake I do. I have not much learned about Bhakti Vinod Thakur, but from the morning what I have been hearing from the senior devotees, the qualities of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and which you know, like attracts me towards best is that even though he was a grihastha, he could give so much of this time to all the spiritual and grihastha living and all. So this is like it has what to say. Given me a thought that I should also put some time towards the spiritual activities more seriously than running around the business and everything. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Now I'll request a very special person to speak on Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is the servant of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is Bhaktivinoda Das. Bhaktivinoda Prabhu, please come and glorify Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Prabhu is the president of Chandigarh Temple, and it's very nice of him that he came. Hare Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Mena Bhutale Sarvam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadatikam. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Chara Swami Niti Namini. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Gopala Krishna Goswami Niti Namini. Prabhupada Jayatana Prakashvati Raja Pracharam Kutpan Sarasala Bhagavadpadaya Temu. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Prachasadi. So it's been a great pleasure to come here. I want to thank Nandakishore Prabhu. We just had a very casual meeting and he said he will be going to Ujjain, and I immediately said I'm going with you.
I did not know where Maharaj used to have his Vyas Puja. Even though I keep myself abreast with so many information, this is the first time I got an opportunity to come to Maharaj Vyas Puja. I am looking forward to having more fun here tomorrow. So, Maharaj, he has one special quality. He's one of those 26 qualities, that is Kavi. So, I was charmed by his singing. Of course, initially, my interest in Krishna consciousness was by reading Back to Godhead and the songs of Vaishnava Acharya book. I said, if someone can write songs like this, it must be a great moment. Because I did have a little background from Madhva Sampradaya, where there are great devotees, Purandara Das, and many other Kanaka Das, and many other devotees. Perhaps some of you may know, Kanaka Das was from a lower caste. He was not allowed to go inside the temple in Udipi. So the Lord, he used to come for darshan, and used to stand on the outer side, outer wall, and then look towards the Lord, but he couldn't see the Lord. So then Lord turned around, so that then they broke open the wall for him to have darshan. So, I was quite impressed by the songs of Vaishnava Acharya book, and what really moved me was that Gopinath song, Mama Nivedana Suno, Vishayi Durjana Sada Kame Rata Kichinahi Maraguna. So when I read that, I thought, then I believed in spiritual x-ray. I thought there is only x-ray for the body. Then I read that song, I knew here is a song that can make a spiritual x-ray of a person. Then I said, how did he know about me? I was really, it was mind-blowing when I read that. I did not know whether I should keep away from the movement or I should join the movement. So for a while I tried to keep away. But while I was in the society, I was away from the movement. So it was an amazing song. And Dr. Bhaktivinoda being a scholar and a judge. So he was presenting his case. On one hand, he was accused. And Krishna is the judge. But he himself being a judge, he knew the ways and means of how to, you know, get the attention of the judge. So in the first few verses, he says how Krishna is right in abandoning him. He says how Krishna is right in abandoning him. He says there's no hope for me. I can't control my senses. My mind is just, it's a mess. And he says you are right to abandon me. And so many arguments he says why Krishna is right in abandoning him. And then amazingly, he turns around every one of those arguments and says, how can you abandon your servant? Your servant is liable to do mistakes, but you are his master. You have to warn him up. You have to tear open his heart and sit there and control his senses and control his mind. And then totally turns around the whole thing and then it looks like Krishna has no choice. So, such an amazing song, it's unbelievable. Of course, all his songs are great. There is no song that's not great. That Manasa Deha Deho Suddha Bhakta Charana Renu Tumi Sarveshwarishwara Brajendra Kumara Then Jeev Jago Jeev Jago Gauranga Bolite Hobe. Amazing, amazing, it's unbelievable. So, the wonderful feature of Maharaj Vyas Puja is that Maharaj gives time for us to sit together and put our hearts in these songs. So, I want to thank Maharaj for providing this opportunity. It's the most wonderful thing, and I hope to see more of such in the years to come. And I wish Maharaj, how many years Maharaj will do for you to take care of all of us? Not just your disciples. You may do short work of that, but the whole society and the whole world. How many years you want? That many years and more. And all the wealth in the world and all the manpower in the world. Krishna is giving you everything. So I'm really, you know, I don't know, it says in the Guru Ashtaka, Jayam Suvantasya Yasya Sri Sandhyam. It says one should remember the spiritual master at least 3 times a day. But I at least read 3 newspapers every day. One is the Crimes of India. I call it the Crimes of India. And the Indian Express. Full of, our newspapers are amazing. They, you know, if you couldn't beat America and other countries in any way, we are definitely beating them hollow in bringing complete nonsense and falsehood. I soak myself in that every day. Because I have no faith in Krishna. But when I see this Kali Puran, they have given a name for this magazine, this newspaper, it's called, we call it Kali Puran. It's impossible to believe that in India you can imitate Westerners and go beyond them. It's unbelievable. And they are doing it every day. The newspapers are doing it every day. It's unbelievable. So I plead with Maharaj that I'm not faking it. I'm telling you, Maharaj, genuinely I'm telling you, I'm an open challenge to you. I hope you will accept me, accept my challenge and do something about it. Thank you very much, Maharaj. It's a very wonderful, very blissful occasion. Please give us more and more opportunity like this.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Bhaktivinoda Prabhu. And you're such a wonderful speaker. Huh? And we want you to come here more often. Hare Krishna. Now I'll request one devotee from London, that's Gaurhari Das. Gaurhari, come. Gaurhari is an accountant from London. He is actually a very interesting person. Gaurhari is coming from Muslim background. His family hails from Pakistan, but they emigrated to London, and now see what we have done to him. And of course I must admit that his family also is quite liberal. They have accepted him, his involvement in Krishna consciousness, and generally for the Muslim family it's very difficult for them to accept anyone leaving their faith and accepting some other faith, especially Krishna consciousness. Thank you, Gaurhari. Gaurhari used to be my secretary at some point in time, and at that time he was even considering quitting his job and become fully involved with me and travel with me, and his wife was inspiring him to do that. But anyway, I think he did a good job going back to his work and taking care of his family. He's been a very good boy. Thank you. Please. Glorify Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
Om Jnana Tinanandasya Jnananjana Shlaka Chakshur Untam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. What can I say? It's very embarrassing for me. First of all, I guess I should like to thank my spiritual masters for organizing today. I felt that at the start of this day, I know nothing about Bhaktivinoda Thakura. As the days progress, we've heard many wonderful speakers, giving some insight into the life and times of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And personally, I feel much better, much more enriched by listening to these speakers. And generally, events like these reinforce, for me in particular, the importance of our own spiritual lineage, the greatness of it. And I think, as one person, devotee, mentioned earlier on in the day, one prediction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur was made, that all people from all different types of religion will come and join Krishna consciousness movement. So, as Guru Maharaj described, maybe I'm a living example of that, and many more to come. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Guru Hari. Hare Krishna. This morning I was looking for someone also, but then I didn't see her. So I didn't ask her to come over on the stage. But now I can see her sitting in the crowd with the devotees. She's also from London. That is Arundhati Devidasi. Arundhati did business management, and now she's an executive in some bank in London. Very talented girl, and they're in the bank, you know? Which bank is that?
Om Jnanati Nivantasya Dhananjana Salakaya Chakshuvan Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I feel very unqualified to sit here today before you. And this morning we heard so many wonderful glorifications of the pastimes of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I don't feel that there's much more for me to really add. This morning, Guru Maharaj mentioned that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was Nitya Siddhi, or an eternally liberated soul, who appeared in 1838 to establish the principles and the pure teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are very fortunate to be able to have such an amazing, eminent personality in the Parampara. I actually saw the Avicharan series, and it's very nicely depicted there. A lot of the pastimes of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and in Avicharan you can see there were many incidents where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur smashed many of those imposters who believed that they were incarnations of God. There were many such examples in the series. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very keen to go to Mayapur. He actually requested several times for a transfer there, and he even submitted his resignation from his service when he was refused the transfer. We can see that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was such a distinguished personality that during his time, British domination, that the government actually gave, constructed a railway track in front of his house to take him to work, and then bring him back again. I actually had the good fortune of going to Sridhar Mayapur before coming here to Ujjain, and I actually visited Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house in Churupkunj, where I was able to take darshan of his deities, see the room where he stayed, where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur stayed, and it was also very inspiring to be able to be in that place, and also to just be able to go to the veranda where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had the vision, where he saw the light and was able to see the devotees and the possibility of the Mayapur temple in the future. So that was very, very inspiring for me. I actually wanted to read a few verses of one of his songs, which is Gopinatha, which also inspired me. I'll just read the first couple of verses. O Gopinatha, Lord of the Gopis, please hear my request. I am a wicked materialist, always addicted to worldly desires, and no good qualities do I possess. O Gopinath, you are my only hope, and therefore I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. I am now your eternal servant. O Gopinath, how will you purify me? I do not know what devotion is, and my materialistic mind is absorbed in fruitive work. I have fallen into this dark and perilous worldly existence. O Gopinath, everything here is your illusory energy. I have no strength or transcendental knowledge, and this body of mine is not independent and free from the control of material nature. O Gopinath, this sinner who is weeping and weeping begs for an eternal place at your divine feet. Please give him your mercy. So we can see from these verses that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the embodiment of humility, and his songs and his rich remain as a source of inspiration to all of us. And he also predicted that a personality would come who would spread the name of Hari across the world, and you know that was His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. I'd just like to thank Guru Maharaj for giving me the opportunity to glorify Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is such an eminent personality that really there are no words to describe him. He's beyond all ordinary words. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Arindati.
Now I'll request Rajadharma to come on the stage and glorify Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Rajadharma is from Spain, from France. He had been very actively involved in our movement in France for many, many years, but at the same time he's also very much in love with India. So he spends a good amount of time in India and Bangladesh. Rajadharma Das Brahmachari.
Sriram Dasya Gyananjana Sarakaya Chakshurumitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was also a visionary, because he has re-established the exact location of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. It was supposed to be on the other side of the Ganga, the actual Navadvip, and some unscrupulous people were trying to exploit the situation for material benefits. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur fought against this fruitive mentality, and actually at the actual place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those who have been to Mayapur know, Yoga Pit, there is a light who got manifested, and it was confirmed also by the cooperation of the most stalwart Vaishnava of the time, Jagannath Das Babaji, who was very old then, so much old that he was carried in a basket. And when they brought Jagannath Das Babaji to the actual place of Lord Nimai appearance, on the, where there's this this place which was surrounded by so many tulasi trees, this very, very old Vaishnav jumped off from his basket, so high in the high, in the air, in ecstasy, as a confirmation of the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also was always anxious and forecasting the upcoming of Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON movement. He was praying, when will the day come when these devotees, Vaishnavas from the entire world, will come to Mayapur and chant the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also, as we know, when some experts, the higher the spiritual personality is, the greatest chaos come after his departure. We can see after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's departure, so many apasampradaya were raised, and practically speaking, their spiritual their sadhana or their spiritual asset was to break the regulative principle in the name of religion. So it was completely the contrary of what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had presented. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the foremost person which has brought the real teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. So I thank Guru Maharaj to allow me to give some word about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and I pray Bhaktivinoda Thakur to help us in our spiritual quest. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Rajadharma. Hare Krishna. Now I will request Sri Ananda Shankar Vashti to address. And कृष्णं वंदे जगद्गुरु भगवान श्री कृष्ण को जगद्गुरु माना है। आज हमारे बीच भगवान श्री कृष्ण भक्ति के महान चिंतक, विद्वान, तपस्वी स्वामी जी महाराज, भक्ति चारू स्वामी जी महाराज हमारे बीच उपस्थित हैं, और समस्त देश प्रदेश से कृष्ण के भक्त, कृष्ण साहित्य से जुड़े चिंतक, विद्वान लोग तथा भक्ति मार्ग में प्रवृत्त समस्त उन लोगों का मैं भगवान श्री कृष्ण की शिक्षा स्थली में अभिनंदन करता हूँ, स्वागत
करता हूँ। हाँ 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 हाँ। So I thought that we'll translate
Sri Ananda Shankar Vyas Ji's lecture. I'll skip the first part because it's embarrassing for me to translate that. I presume you can guess. Ananda Shankar Vyas Ji just mentioned that he's very happy that so many devotees came from different parts of the world and different parts of India also, and he welcomes you all to the holy land of Ujjain.
मैं व्यतीत 28 वर्ष से यह प्रयत्न कर रहा था कि कृष्ण की शिक्षा सभी को विश्व भर के कृष्ण भक्तों से जोड़ा जाए, और इस दृष्टि से मुझे 28 वर्ष प्रयास करने के बाद अब जाकर के वो सफलता मिली। हम तो ये मानते हैं कि हमारे ज्योतिष में 28 नक्षत्र हैं और 28 नक्षत्र की नव ग्रह प्रदक्षिणा करते रहते हैं, तो वो प्रदक्षिणा करते करते जब सही समय आता है तभी जाकर के वो कार्य फलीभूत हो पाता है। जैसे बीजारोपण करते हैं तो मौसम आए बगैर वो फलीभूत नहीं होता। हम ये मानते हैं कि हमारे इस प्रयास को भक्ति चारु स्वामी जी ने यहाँ करके सफल किया, और उनको मैं इसके लिए बार बार बधाई हमेशा देता रहता हूँ। एक महत्वपूर्ण कार्य ऐसे नगर में जहाँ कृष्ण ने अध्ययन किया था, उस नगर से सारे कृष्ण भक्तों को जोड़ा, ये बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण बात है।
For last 28 years, I have been contemplating on how to link this place of Krishna's education, Sandipani Muni's ashram, to the community of devotees. Incidentally, I want to also mention that Sri Ananda Shankarji Vyas Ji is a very renowned astrologer. So Ananda Shankarji was mentioning that there are 28 stars, and there are 28 kakshas, and there are 9 stars, and they move around, and when the right time comes, according to the positions of the stars and planets, then only things happen. So finally, after 28 years, what he had been desiring has happened, and that we all came here in Ujjain.
Srimad Bhagavat mein likha hai, Atha Gurukulo Vasa Michantu Upajagmatuhu Kashyam Sandipani Nama Yavanti Puravasinam. इस प्रकार दशम स्कंद में ये वाक्य आया है कि भगवान कृष्ण का उपनयन के बाद वो गुरुकुल में प्रवेश की इच्छा से अवंतिका आए थे। ये एक महत्वपूर्ण बात है, और उसमें ये भी उल्लेख है कि जब 126 वर्ष द्वापर शेष था जब भगवान श्री कृष्ण का जन्म हुआ, आज 5206 वर्ष करीब कलयुग को हो गए हैं, तो 126 जोड़ने पर 5231 वर्ष श्री कृष्ण संवत होता है। तो लगभग 11 वर्ष की आयु में भगवान कृष्ण उपनयन के बाद यहाँ उज्जैनी में आए थे, तो लगभग 5220 वर्ष पूर्व का उज्जैन के साथ मथुरा का संबंध जुड़ा हुआ है।
इन श्रीमद् भागवतम, इन द 10th कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम, it has been mentioned that after Krishna's Upanayan ceremony, initiation ceremony, Krishna came to Avantika, this place in Sandipani Muni's ashram, to study in the Gurukul of Sandipani Muni. That was, Krishna actually appeared 126 years before the Dwapar Yuga ended, and it is And as he came here at the age of 11, so according to that calculation, Kali Yuga actually began, 5,200 years went by. So according to that calculation, it is coming to about 5,320 years before that Krishna came here.
उस समय की दो महत्वपूर्ण घटना मैं बताना चाहूंगा कि भगवान श्री कृष्ण ने सुदामा को महाकाल सहस्र नामावली का उपदेश दिया था और उस सहस्र नामावली से भगवान कृष्ण और सुदामा ने सहस्र कमल महाकाल को अर्पण किए थे। उन सहस्र कमल में से भगवान शंकर ने कृष्ण की परीक्षा लेने के लिए एक कमल अदृश्य कर दिया। जब वो अदृश्य हो गया और उनकी गणना में सहस्र नामावली से चढ़ाते समय एक कम पड़ रहा था तो भगवान कृष्ण को ध्यान में आया कि नेत्र को भी कमल संज्ञा है, तो भगवान शंकर को उन्होंने अपना नेत्र एक कमल के रूप में अर्पण उस आखिरी मंत्र के साथ किया। इस प्रकार भगवान शंकर को कृष्ण ने त्रिनेत्र किया। इस प्रकार की भी उज्जैनी की एक कथा उसमें उपलब्ध है।
I want to mention about two incidences here. One is Krishna instructed Sudama to chant 1,000 names of Lord Shiva, and while chanting the names, they decided to offer a lotus flower, and they collected 1,000 lotuses to offer to Lord Shiva in Mahakaleshwar here. But then Lord Shiva took away one flower, and so when it came to the last mantra, last chanting the last name, so they found that one flower was missing, and there was no time to collect the flowers. So Krishna decided to offer his eye, because his eyes are considered to be lotus-like.
इस प्रकार दूसरी कथानक उनकी जो है वो हमारे वंश से संबंधित है कि जब कृष्ण यहाँ से पढ़ करके जाने लगे तो उन्होंने अपने गुरुजी से कहा कि गुरु दक्षिणा के लिए हमें बताएं कि हम आपको गुरु दक्षिणा में क्या भेंट करें। तो गुरुजी तो ये समझते थे कि ये अवतार पुरुष हैं और दिव्य पुरुष हैं, मुझे ये गौरव इन्होंने प्रदान किया कि यहाँ वो अध्ययन के लिए आए। लेकिन गुरुजी ने कोई इच्छा जाहिर नहीं करते हुए ये कहा कि मैं तो जब आपको स्मरण करूँ आप दर्शन देने और गुरु माता से पूछे कि उनकी कुछ इच्छा हो तो वो बताएं। तब वे गुरु माता के पास गए और गुरु माता ने से उन्होंने कहा कि मैं अब यहाँ से अध्ययन के बाद जा रहा हूँ और आप अपने बताएं कि गुरु दक्षिणा में आपको क्या भेंट करूँ। तो जब तक कृष्ण उनके पास थे कभी उनको अपने पुत्र का स्मरण नहीं हुआ, और जब वो जाने लगे तो उनको लगा कि उनका पुत्र कहाँ है। तो फिर वो उन्होंने कृष्ण को कहा कि जब आप जा ही रहे हैं तो मेरा पुत्र ला दीजिए। और वो पुत्र लाने के बाद आप देखिए कि ये एक विलक्षण घटना है कि हमारे वंश की स्थापना भगवान कृष्ण के द्वारा हुई। इतना बड़ा उपकार हमारे वंश पर भगवान श्री कृष्ण का आशीर्वाद प्राप्त है कि लगभग 200 पीढ़ी में हमारे यहाँ कभी गोद नहीं लाना पड़ा, सतत हमारी 200 वंश पीढ़ी वंश परंपरा से कायम है। ये कृष्ण की बहुत बड़ा उपकार और कृष्ण का बहुत बड़ा आशीर्वाद हमारे परिवार पर है।
The other incidence is when Krishna completed his studies in Sandipani Muni's ashram, and he went to Sandipani Muni and asked him what he should offer him as his Guru Dakshin. And Sandipani Muni said, I have nothing to ask for. I got you as my disciple. That was the perfection of my life. But Krishna insisted that, no, please, tell me what can I offer you as Guru Dakshin. So Sandipani Muni then said, okay, then you go and ask my wife what she, if she wants something, because I don't need anything, so you can ask her. So then Krishna went and asked his Guru Mata, wife of Sandipani Muni. So then she finally told him, when Krishna insisted, that one of my son has been lost in the ocean. Actually, one of Sandipani Muni's son was lost in the ocean, and so she said that the only thing that I want actually is my son back. Besides that, I don't have any other desire to be fulfilled. So then Krishna actually got the son of Sandipani Muni back from the ocean and from Panchajanma's clutches. And so that is how this family was re-established by Krishna himself. And since then, for last 200 generations, the family line is continuing without any hindrance.
Bhagwan Shri Krishna ko Yogeshwar ke naam se jana jata hai, aur main ye sochta hu ki unka Mathura ke nikat Banaras hone ke bawajood bhi Ujjain agman ka ek karan ye bhi lagta hai ki Ujjaini पृथ्वी के नाभि पर है और पृथ्वी के नाभि पर ही महाकालेश्वर स्थित है। योग के क्षेत्र में नाभि कुंडलिनी है। कुंडलिनी जागृत होने पर जिस प्रकार सत्र योग क्षेत्र में जो सिद्धि प्राप्त होती है, वो निश्चित रूप से इस महाकाल के क्षेत्र में, जहाँ ज्योतिर्लिंग महाकाल स्वतः नाभि पर विराजमान है, तो ऐसे क्षेत्र में उपासना, तपश्चर्या, अध्ययन, चिंतन निश्चित रूप से सफलता देने वाला होता है। और जब भगवान श्री कृष्ण को योगेश्वर कहा गया, तो निश्चित रूप से यहाँ आने का एक यह भी कारण होना चाहिए कि योग भूमि में आकर के योगेश्वर की उपाधि भगवान श्री कृष्ण को प्राप्त हुई होगी।
One name of Krishna is Yogeshwar, so Krishna is the Lord of the yoga practice. And the specific significance of Ujjain is that this place is the navel of the earth planet, and navel also is the place which is the seat of the spiritual potency. And so when the spiritual practices, the yoga process is practiced in this particular spot, Ujjain, then one can very easily achieve the spiritual perfection. So it is very nice that Ananda Shankarji is saying that we all came here to practice our sadhana bhakti, and he feels very confident that our spiritual endeavor will meet with success because of the special potency of this particular place.
Abhi praya sabhi vidwanon ne gyananjana shalakaya ka upyog kiya. Main kehta hu ki gyananjana shalakaya to Ujjain ki bhumi mein samaya hua hai, aur nishchit roop se wo nahi hota to itna bada yash aur naam bhagwan shri krishna ko kaise prapt hota. आज उन यहाँ के बाद जो उनकी ऊर्जा सारे विश्व को देखने को मिली, गीता का ज्ञान सारे विश्व को प्राप्त हुआ, वो अमर ज्ञान जो आज भी लोग उसको उसका अनुवाद व्याख्या कर कर के हमेशा नवीनता प्राप्त कर रहे हैं, अनेक विद्वान चिंतक और संत तपस्वी आज भी उसकी व्याख्या करने में तल्लीन हैं, ऐसा महत्वपूर्ण ज्ञान उनको, उसकी ऊर्जा का क्षेत्र उज्जैन था, ये उज्जैन को गौरव प्राप्त था, ये एक महत्वपूर्ण उज्जैनी के लिए बात है। और मैं तो फिर से एक बार ये कहूँगा कि आप सब लोगों को स्वामी जी ने यहाँ जोड़ा, इनके मैं हमेशा इस बात के लिए प्रशंसा करूँगा कि उज्जैनी के महत्व को निश्चित रूप से स्वामी जी महाराज ने जाना और उस महत्व को चाहे देर से सही लेकिन निश्चित रूप से उस स्थान का उपयोग किया गया। एक और बात मैं आज कहूँगा कि भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर के नाम से अभी जो कविता महाराज श्री ने उसकी व्याख्या करके सुनाई, वास्तव में वो एक गागर में सागर है। अध्यात्म का चिंतन उसमें हर छोटे छोटे शब्द में भरा हुआ है। मैं तो आज तक उनका साहित्य पढ़ा नहीं, लेकिन आज जब सुना महाराज के द्वारा उसकी व्याख्या सुनी तो वास्तव में ऐसा लगता है कि बहुत महत्वपूर्ण बात को बहुत छोटे सूत्रों में उन्होंने कही है। पहले हमारे यहाँ वेदों को भी, वेदों में जो बात कही बहुत महत्वपूर्ण बात लेकिन सूत्रों में कही गई है। एक एक शब्द में मंत्र भरे हुए हैं, एक एक शब्द में महत्वपूर्ण स्थिति वर्णित की गई है। आज मुझे सुनकर के पहली बार ये लगा कि वास्तव में उसमें गागर में सागर और महाराज श्री की व्याख्या वास्तव में श्रवण योग्य थी। और हम तो चाहेंगे कि भविष्य में भी महाराज का हमारे साथ उसी प्रकार तारतम्य बना रहे। और आज के अवसर पर मैं इतना जरूर कहना चाहूँगा कि आप लोग जो भगवान श्री कृष्ण के भक्ति में हम सब लोग जिस प्रकार तल्लीन हैं, निश्चित रूप से उनके नाम स्मरण से, उनके भजन कीर्तन से भगवान कृष्ण का सानिध्य, उनका साक्षात्कार निश्चित रूप से आप सब और हम सब लोगों को प्राप्त होगा। इतना कहकर के धन्यवाद।
Sri Ananda Sankarji just mentioned that spiritual life involves getting absorbed in spiritual thoughts and activities, and it is very significant that we have come to this very special place, Ujjain, and it is he thanked us for selecting Ujjain as a seat of our activities. And then he mentioned that although he didn't know much about Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur before, but after hearing the explanation of Bhakti Vinod Thakur's song in English, the Sharadrahi Vaishnava, he realized that Bhakti Vinod Thakur is undoubtedly a self-realized soul, because he has presented an ocean of wisdom in just few stanzas in the poetry. And that is the very clear indication of his exalted spiritual position. And he wishes that you all keep coming to Ujjain and take advantage of this very special spiritual place with very spiritual potency, special spiritual potency. And with that note, he ended his speech. Thank you. Thank you, Ananda Shankar Vaishnavi. Hare Krishna. Bahut dhanyavaad. Hare Krishna. So, it got quite late. I would have liked to invite many more of you to come and speak, but since it got so late, I think I'll end the program with a little kirtan, with a short kirtan. And then there'll be prasad. Mukulji, make sure that he takes prasad. Anand Sangaji, prasad leke jaane. Aur hum bhi ye program khatam karne wala hain abhi. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Bhakti Vinod Thakur Bhakti Vinod Bhakti Vinod Thakur Bhakti Vinod Jaya Bhakti Vinod Thakur Bhakti Vinod Bhakti Vinod Thakur Bhakti Vinod Jai Bhakti Vino Thakur Bhakti Vino Bhakti Vino Thakur Bhakti Vino Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Samaveto Bhakta Vrinda Ki Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. So now I will request. Now I'll request His Grace Radha Krishna Prabhu.